Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. Did you say you need some warm weather your way? Because we've got plenty down here. I'm looking at my dash. It says the outside temperature is 94 degrees right now.
Oh, nice. So, nice.
Yeah. Now, no. That's past nice. That's typical Florida misery. But anyway.
All the speculation is fun as far as the quarterbacking position. You know, some people think that maybe Tampa Bay, if Bridgewater and Manziel were there, they might think about it. But, you know, or even Bortles. Do you think there's any chance they take a quarterback in the first round?
I do think there's a chance. I don't know that it's their biggest priority or really need right at this moment. But then you get into the best player available versus drafting for need. I mean, certainly they're going to need a quarterback. Josh McCown, who they signed for the Bears, had a great season last year, 12 touchdowns, one pick, and relief of Jay Cutler during his injury. But he's going to be 35 this year. He can't play forever. I mean, he's not George Blanton. He's not going to be playing in his mid-40s. It would be amazing if he did. But chances are he's not. So, therefore, at some point, the Buccaneers are going to have to find the quarterback of the future. And, you know, if they deem one of these guys, Manziel or Bortles or Bridgewater, one of these guys as a franchise quarterback, and they're sitting there at number 7, I think it would be difficult for them to pass on that guy. Again, I don't think that they are going into this saying, hey, we're praying that one of these guys is here. But if he is there, then there's certainly going to be a discussion in that war room before that first pick is handed in, midway through or an hour and a half into the draft there on Friday night. Or Thursday night.
Yeah.
How am I doing? I'm already a day ahead.
Yeah, already a day ahead. I think the one thing when I look at Tampa Bay, they've got Vincent Jackson, who's been great. You know, a lot of people think that Sammy Watkins from Clemson would be a great complement to have two kind of bookend receivers. Is that the position they need to improve the most at, in your mind? Or is there another area that they need improvement on in that team?
Well, they certainly need some receiver help. Mike Williams was their number 2 guy last year. They traded him to Buffalo a few weeks ago. And right now they've got Lewis Murphy, kind of a journeyman guy, in here playing. Tommy Streeter, a guy from Miami who was a practice squad guy. They don't really have any bona fide superstar potential, even a known entity as far as the number 2 wide receiver goes at this point. And that certainly is something that's concerning for the football team, I would imagine. Although they've got a lot of high hopes for some of the young guys, Eric Page or Chris Owusu, who looked great in the 3-day mini camp a couple weeks ago. But again, that's in shorts and T-shirts. I mean, you and I look pretty darn good if we've got an NFL quarterback throwing to us and we're not worrying about getting our head taken off by Deshaun Golson or somebody like that. So, that's certainly a need, but I tell you, I keep looking at this roster and the offensive line, and I think that's where they really need the most help, to be honest with you. And again, tackle position, they seem to be set. They signed Anthony Collins from Cincinnati as a free agent. Gave him about $6 million a year, so he's certainly going to be the left tackle replacing Donald Penn. And over on the right tackle, you got DeMar Dotson, who was an undrafted free agent but's really developed into a really good starter the last couple of years. And they signed Evan Dietrich Smith from the Green Bay Packers also. But the guard position, Carl Nix's health is still up in the air with his foot. I don't know if he's going to be on the football field this year. So right now they've got Jamon Meredith, and they've got who else do they have? They've got O'Neal Cousins they signed from Cleveland as your starting guards. And behind that, they have little depth. I think right now I counted up earlier today a total of just 9 offensive linemen on the entire roster right now, which, I mean, you can't even go to training camp with just 9 guys on your roster at that position. So, they're going to have to find some guys and find them quick, and I think they're going to look to bring in a couple guys. Of their 6 picks, I would expect at least 2 of them to be offensive line, and it could be somebody at number 7. If Robinson falls or Matthews falls, that's a very distinct possibility they could go there to solidify their offensive line.
Mark Cook joins us talking Tampa Bay Bucks. Yeah, I think if those 2 don't fall, then they're probably just not an offensive lineman that you feel is worthy. Like, I don't think Zach Martin or Juwan James are guys that would jump all the way up and be taken at number 7.
No, but there's always that possibility, and I think general manager Jason Light, like most general managers, would really like to move back and acquire some more picks. They've only got 6 in the 7 rounds. So, look, Zach Martin makes a lot of sense because you plug him in, he's an instant starter, but that means they move back a little bit. Maybe there's a team that's in love with one of these quarterbacks and that's sitting there at number 7 and they give the Buccaneers a 2 or a in a four or something like that, the pick the Bucs are missing, and make a deal. The Buccaneers drop back and grab one of the top guards, and I think Martin is the consensus number one guard in the draft right now. So that's certainly a possibility, too. But there's a ton of wide receivers in this draft. I think ultimately, I think if they had their choice, they would like to move back, pick up some picks, because there's a ton of talent. This is really a really strong draft class when you look at it from top to bottom, particularly wide receiver. Cornerback's got some depth, offensive line. There's a ton of guys that will be drafted in the first two rounds. There's a lot of quality players in this draft, much, much better than what we saw last year.
And, Mark, potentially if one of the quarterbacks falls to number seven, and even though Tampa Bay maybe is not interested, that might be their best opportunity to trade down because teams might then want to trade up.
Yeah, and I think you've got Minnesota maybe at number eight, if Manziel sitting there at number seven or Bortles. You know, and they get a little nervous. Boy, what are the Buccaneers going to do? I mean, the Buccaneers could maybe drop back just one spot and pick up an extra draft pick. I mean, they would absolutely love to do that. Unless, and again, we're not getting a lot of information, but it's very tight-lipped, but unless they love Bortles, maybe that's their guy all along. Maybe Manziel is their guy all along. Hard to say, but I think you're right. If there's one of those top three or four quarterbacks sitting there at number seven, that's where the ammunition comes in to maneuver a trade down. Because, like you say, a team behind them that's in need of a quarterback, they get panicky and not willing to take a chance that quarterback continues to fall, and all of a sudden they're giving up a ton to move up a few spots, and that's exactly what the Buccaneers probably prefer if they had their choice.
We appreciate the rundown, Mark. Just over 2 days away now from the draft. It'll last about 6 days, it seems, but it'll be fun.
We've been talking about the draft for like about 4 years now, it seems like. Boy, this being pushed back three or four weeks is tough business for our business, just because it gives radio hosts a lot to talk about. But boy, I don't even want to look at another mock draft, and we've got another one coming out on Pewter Report tomorrow. So if people are interested, they can go to pewterreport.com, get the latest on all the Buccaneers news. Derek Brooks inducted into the Buccaneers Ring of Honor today. I've got a story up right now on that. So, and we ask people to follow us at Pewter Report. We'd really appreciate it. We've got about 15,000 followers. We'd love to get some more. So if some of those up in the Canada area would love to follow the Buccaneers, come to Twitter and follow us at Pewter Report. That'd be great.